Well, nobody wants to waste their Christmas tree as you see them on street corners cut up and put into the green recycle or green green bins out there. But are you not, is your Christmas tree not living to its fullest? Could be. If it's still, maybe it's still drying up in your house. You haven't gotten to it yet.
Yep.
Maybe you could serve it for dinner. There's there's a new cookbook out from a self-proclaimed artisan baker and cook in the UK named Julia Gorgalis. And she has a book called How to Eat Your Christmas Tree. Now, maybe it's because she's British. But that's a terrible name for this book. I know it's telling it really you, it's telling you exactly what it is, but yeah,
spoiler alert,
but I feel like it should have a catchier name than that.
I think so too. Just yeah. Like, that's a little dull.
Yeah. Might as well just be like, eat your Christmas tree for dummies or something. But I'll let her explain it because she's British. It sounds better.
Once Christmas is over, we see our streets flooded with millions of discarded trees ready for landfill. My Little Green Cookbook's 22 delicious recipes with ideas such as Christmas tree cured salmon, spruce flavored ice cream, and Christmas tree alcohol ask that we extend the life of our Christmas tree by celebrating it around the dinner table.
See, like, that's a good name for that book. Celebrate the life of your Christmas tree around the dinner table.
Around the dinner table. Yeah.
Not how to eat your Christmas tree. Yeah, you heard her. You heard her. Christmas cured fish, which uses almost a pound of needles.
For
decoration and flavoring. That's probably like your whole tree.
Yeah.
You might have to borrow some from your neighbor.
The needles don't weigh much.
Hi, neighbor. Can I borrow a cup of needles?
Jeez.